The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Be aware that the dogs of Afghanistan have found the flesh of your soldiers to be delicious, so send thousands after thousands to them. These were the words of Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri to Barack Obama in 2008. Now, this Egyptian-born surgeon-turned-jihadist died at the age of 71 in a drone strike in Kabul in Afghanistan over the weekend. So to get some insight into who he was, the kind of life he led, and what is the significance of his death, I'm joined now by Fawaz Gurk, is Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Can you tell us about the background of this man? He came from quite a distinguished family.
Well, I mean, Ayman al-Zawahiri belonged to an aristocratic Egyptian family on both his mother's and father's side. He came from one of the leading rising social classes in Egypt. He went to one of the leading high schools in Egypt. He was educated in one of the top universities in Egypt. He was a surgeon. He was basically radicalized in the 1960s and 1970s. And since the late 1960s, al-Zawahiri had become one of the leading ideologues of both local jihad and global jihad. People don't realize the global jihad really is more of a recent phenomenon in the 1990s in Afghanistan and Pakistan. But Ayman Zawahiri's heart, from the beginning, from the late 1960s, really was focused on toppling apostate Muslim regimes in Egypt, in Saudi Arabia, and other countries. But of course, he transformed the Afghan jihad in the 1980s, transformed Ayman Zawahiri and his generation, and they subscribe to the idea of global jihad, both against the Soviet Union and then against America.
Now, there are those who credit him with masterminding 9/11 rather than Osama bin Laden, who was, if you like, the public figurehead.
Well, Ayman Zawahiri was the brain of al-Qaeda. He was the strategic brain of al-Qaeda. Osama bin Laden was more of a charismatic, and he basically was the banker, because he came from a multi-billionaire family. So yes, in this particular sense, Ayman Zawahiri was the brain that allowed al-Qaeda to think strategically, whether you're talking about the attacks against the American embassies in Africa or whether 9/11. But in the past 15 years or so, Ayman Zawahiri really had become more of an ideologue, more of a strategic figurehead. Most of al-Qaeda affiliates in the world, whether you're talking about Yemen or whether you're talking about Sahel or West Africa or Syria, now are really under the control of local leaders. Ayman Zawahiri never exercised control over the local al-Qaeda affiliates, whether in Yemen or West Africa or Syria. So his death, his killing by the Americans, will most likely not really dent the prolonged fight between the United States and the various al-Qaeda affiliates.
So the point of this, and we can talk about the wisdom of using drones in built-up Kabul in order to kill this man, presumably the idea is that the Americans are almost like, you know, a John Wayne cowboy movie. They're saying they will always get their man, or the Mounties always get their man, that they'll keep going. So anyone who rises up against them will be a target for the rest of their lives.
Yes, I mean, and in a way, for the Americans, this is a huge coup, in particular for President Biden, who faces some major domestic troubles at home, the same way that the killing of Osama bin Laden by Barack Obama, the same way that the killing of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, you know, the Trump administration celebrated this particular fight. But I think the Americans tend to personalize this particular fight. From whether you're talking about al-Qaeda or the Islamic State, this is a fight, it's an existential fight. This is a strategic fight. This is a prolonged fight. It's not just about killing particular leaders. And also what we need to understand, the big point that really what happened in Kabul, the killing of Ayman Zawahiri, the bigger point is that the Taliban now, the migration of Al-Qaeda leaders to Afghanistan after the takeover of Afghanistan by the Taliban represents a very alarming development. Because part of the agreement between the Taliban and the Americans that the Taliban leaders were not going to allow Al-Qaeda leaders to really establish operational bases in Afghanistan. This shows the extent to which that the Taliban leaders or some factions within the Taliban are willing to really risk it all and allow Al-Qaeda leaders to return to Afghanistan. And this is a very, very worrying development, not only for the Biden administration, but also for the United States security, given that the 9/11 attacks originated under the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Now, the question for the Americans of, you know, international law, they pulled out of Afghanistan, perhaps too hastily and in a disorderly fashion, but the idea was that the Taliban could get on with running their own country. In terms of bargains that the Taliban made and commitments they made to allowing, you know, young women attend universities and schools and all of that stuff was abandoned very quickly by them. So, you know, how much store do you place on any of those deals? But the Americans obviously are anxious to portray to Afghanistan that they may not be in the territory, but they're not too far beyond the horizon.
Absolutely. And the killing of Ayman Zawahiri will reinforce President Joe Biden's strategy that the Americans have massive strategic assets over the horizon. They have ears and eyes. They can see you. You cannot hide from the Americans, naval forces, station forces in neighboring countries. But I think the big point here, what we need to focus on, is that Al-Qaeda has been degraded a great deal in the past 15 years. The Americans don't really view Al-Qaeda as a major threat. In fact, the Islamic State, or Daesh now, is seen as a much more critical threat than Al-Qaeda. So in a way, the Americans have made the decision to pull out of Afghanistan, not because of somehow Al-Qaeda was not going to return to Afghanistan. They have been able to degrade Al-Qaeda's operational ability by killing not only the top leaders, Osama bin Laden, Ayman Zawahiri, but killing the most important operational lieutenants. They have been taking them really one by one over the past 20 years. And the fight has moved to different theaters now. Whether you're talking about Yemen or Sahel or Syria, the largest Al-Qaeda affiliates now is in Syria and Yemen and Sahel, West Africa and North Africa. So, but the bigger point too, what we need to, is that the Taliban's efforts to really be embraced and accepted by the international community has received a major setback as a result of the exposure of the migration of Al-Qaeda leaders to Afghanistan. The major victims are the Afghani people, the exacerbation of the humanitarian crisis, poverty, unemployment, the role of women. I mean, think about it. We're talking about Ayman Zawahiri, but the plight of young girls and women in Afghanistan is truly catastrophic now under the Taliban. This is much more important than the killing of the top Al-Qaeda leader, Ayman Zawahiri, who is really mainly an ideologue, a strategic figurehead, as opposed to really having assets to carry out major attacks against the United States and its Western allies.
Now, we don't know to what extent there has been what they call, it's a terrible term, collateral damage. It's unlikely that this man was sitting alone in a building that a drone took out with pinpoint accuracy and that no one else was hurt. That would be quite miraculous, I would think.
The Americans are saying, here is the story. The Americans have been following Ayman Zawahiri for almost 6-7 months. They believe they have basically, they killed him on the balcony by a highly, according to the Americans. But we have to be careful. I'm not suggesting there is any conspiracy. The American narrative when it comes to counterterrorism is basically to underestimate the collateral damage. So there is a history that we have to be very critical, we have to be very skeptical. But according to the American military, this was a precise precise missiles that killed Ayman Zawahiri while he was sitting on the balcony and none of his family members, including his wife and grandchildren, was basically killed or injured. We have to wait and see. The problem is the Taliban are hush-hush. The Taliban don't want to talk about it, will not talk about it. So it's most unlikely we will not really know whether the American story is correct or not, and whether any collateral damage basically was incurred as a result of the American attack on Ayman Zawahiri.
Fawaz Gurt is Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.